Number of maternal deaths at the hands of unqualified doctors. Our reporter Umaru Fofana spoke to Nasser Fofana, who's a former gender advisor to the president, who supports the bill.
I am particularly pleased that the Interreligious Council, for once, they have actually come up, I bet not in a position that I agree with, to actually talk on women's rights. So I think it has opened the dialogue. We will take opportunity and advantage of their presence in coming up to the podium to talk about women's issues, because we really need to engage them and we need to challenge some of their concepts.
And now they simply are not agreeing with you. They say this law is bad.
The law is not bad at all. I think it is actually in favor of women and girls' rights. It is no secret, Omar, you know that if we were to do any kind of, whether it's a qualitative or quantitative analysis about abortion, unsafe abortion, not just abortion, unsafe abortion in this country, we would see that probably 90% of our women and girls may have gone through this procedure. And some of us are lucky to be alive. I was a teenager. I went through this particular procedure by a trained medical professional, and today I am actually a very well rounded person. I am carrying my life because a choice was made, even though it wasn't made by me, but through my parents I was able to actually get rid of that pregnancy, which was unwanted because of the person who actually impregnated me.
You were forced?
I was forced. I did not know what it was, because it was my first sexual experience, and guess what, it was by a religious leader. So I think it is really important that I see some of these religious leaders, but I also resent the hypocrisy in some of what people are saying. They need to come up with a clear strategy in how they're going to support the government, the women and girls of this country, to reduce teenage pregnancy. They cannot just talk about a blanket no abortion. We're talking about medical, safe, unsafe abortion.
Well, as well as the moral arguments or argument they infer from the Bible and the Quran, they also talk about the healthcare facilities. They say, they just do not add up to ensure any safe abortion across the country.
Yeah, but still we're having unsafe abortion. So for me, that argument is actually supporting what we're saying. Because if we do have people who are qualified, and the way that we could put pressure on government is the fact that the government, and in fact this parliament, this very parliament where we are, have ratified the Maputo Protocol. And the Maputo Protocol in section Article 14, Section 2C, clearly stipulates that state parties should protect the reproductive rights of women by authorizing medical abortion in cases of sexual assault, rape, incest, and where the continued pregnancy endangers the mental, physical health of the mother or the life of the mother or the fetus. So we
but the bill goes alive. The bill goes way beyond that. The bill says pregnancy between 0 week and 12 weeks can be terminated for no reason by any woman whatsoever. So it goes beyond the Maputo Protocol you're quoting.
Okay, let's say it goes beyond the Maputo Protocol. That is why having the voices of everyone, I am very much in favor of the medical aspect of it. Now, we also are going to be talking about choices. Okay?
Do you support the choice thing?
I should be able to make my decisions, not because I'm a Muslim or I'm a Christian. It is my responsibility to say I want to be able to do this now, taking into account my current circumstances. So, of course, this bill should be enacted and the president should have signed it. The lives of those women and girls who are dying are as equally important, so we need to take that into consideration. And I want to be in a healthy state of mind to actually bring up my children.
So it's undecided how the president will sign or not. Nasser Fofana, though, says he should. And in Juba, in South Sudan, is Peter, who says simply abortion should be a personal decision.
Our main story right now, the trial of the former leader of Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo.